El Paso artist Mitzu Overstreet has the distinction of being our first public artist, and since then, he has gone on to do public artwork in other cities to include San Francisco and Atlantic City. His latest work brings him back home to our airport with a piece entitled The River, El Rio, Both Sides, No Sides, that features the words of two local poets, Bobby Bird and Sasha Pimentel. Today, my guest is artist Mitzu Overstreet. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
So it's pretty incredible, Mitzu, to see your journey from being the first ever public artist. Did you know what you were getting yourself into when the public art program launched?
Well, it was pretty exciting when they sent that email. I knew a lot of people tried for it, and it was kind of like a hot topic with artists in the scene because I think they were looking for local for it. So, and now they like open it up to the whole nation. So it's a little bit tougher to get projects now.
You're primarily a muralist then, no? Or
yeah, I was working with some friends from Santa Fe, Keep Adding. That was the name of the crew back then. But we were doing like kind of like aerosol installations.
So, at the silos, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that was actually ramping up for a show that we put together over there at the Center for Contemporary Art. So it was more like it was like this. It wasn't just murals. It wasn't just graffiti. It was just kind of like this. We were trying to do fine arts and do like installations and find places that were like unique and do these things, you know, like the silos.
Right.
So that kind of just segued, like when this project opened up and most of my portfolio had these different kind of installations, I think that's where I kind of got an edge. I guess there's the traditional mural styles, you know, kind of surreal, figurative. And then you have, don't get me wrong, I saw the talent lineup that tried out for this project.
It's always good. That's,
yeah,
it no
was
doubt.
I was like totally humbled when Pat showed me like, look, these are the people that went for the same project. And I was like, oh my God, how
yeah,
did I get in
what
here?
Is happening?
Yeah. So I was doing murals, but there were different kinds of murals.
Right.
Yeah.
Being a public artist isn't the same as being an artist that works in a studio. I think that's kind of where you find out when you do that first project. Like, okay, is this what I want to keep doing? But maybe since you were already working on public landscapes, really,
yeah,
it wasn't that big of a transition, or was it?
Well, the biggest part of the transition was organizing it to show and present and, like, defend your work and, like, the proposal area.
The insurance alone, right? I think it freaks
yeah,
it, like,
and
all the paperwork involved. And
yeah, and understanding the budget and having a contingency and actually interfacing with people in the public. That's, like, a huge part of it. Though I picked that up from learning mural design at community college.
It kind of happens now.
Yeah, but this, I mean, public art's way more about that. You know, it's more about getting your community involved and representing them. So in a way, you know, it actually leaned more on my graphic design background because that's more about trying to tap into like the empathy of the client that you're designing for, you know, and trying to communicate properly. So it was a little bit of both actually, because there's like this element of like, oh, you're the artist, you design this, and there's like some weird kind of like wow factor to that. But I mean, a lot of it is just like, no, it's really about the community. It's about you guys.
Right.
You know?
You're like, I'm trying to get your message. And then they're like, but you're the artist. And
yeah. So it's like this weird spot. But I think what design's taught me, you know, more so than murals and everything is, you know, once you get into the realm of trying to like create something for somebody else, mm-hmm. you know, it's more like enriching for me and just the work, I think.
And your second piece of public art most certainly did that. We're talking about the river spirit that
you see
at the baggage
uh-huh.
claim. And every single time, I don't know why, I follow that blue line and I end up from one end to the other
uh-huh.
and I've read all the little quotes and you see that spirit. I mean, what is it that, you know, moves you about El Paso? Because that's what you had people do, right?
Yeah, it still blows me away that works. It's like, that's what I designed it to do, and it's
and
doing
it's like, what?
It. Yeah,
it's
and like
happening?
People are like walking the entire thing. That totally, and like every time I hear that story, I'm just like blown away, you know?
Because everybody
yeah,
does it.
Uh-huh.
You get sucked in. You get sucked into the river, and then you're like, well, what does this one say? And then you're also kind of selfishly looking for your own.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
Uh-huh.
But it's cool. And then every little coin, you're like, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I came up with that because when I was researching for the project, I went to the airport and I was all just asking people, so if there was like going to be like a piece of art here, yeah, what would you want on it? You know, every time I talked to somebody, it just segued into like, oh, I remember this about El Paso and this about El Paso and this and that. And all these cool little stories started popping up, you know. Yeah. So putting like an entire story was actually the – wouldn't it be cool if somebody was just standing there waiting for their luggage and somebody walked in and told them this awesome story about El Paso?
Right.
You know, and that was the idea. But there's no way we can fit all those stories onto little discs,
right,
you know. So then it just turned into like, what if it was just one quick little memory in a tweetable – phrase, a character count, you know?
Right.
So that's where I could reach out to, if it needed to, it could go into social media, it could go in, and I used actually the...
There was a website.
The model, yeah, I made a website for it, and I modeled it off of social media. It was, you could access it quick, put in your information, and just send
it. Be done with
yeah,
it. Uh-huh. And then magically it'll appear in a piece of art.
Yeah.
Which is what happened.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And the river, did you always have that vision? Was it always going to be a river or?
Well, I was researching the design of the airport, mm-hmm, the actual architectural design.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based off of, if you look at the elements in it, it has like this mission arts and crafts kind of style to it.
Yeah.
So I was looking at a lot of references from that time period or Spanish colonial revival. And so I was looking for those kinds of motifs and those kinds of artistic reference. So also I was talking to a friend of mine, Mike Gagla, who's a biologist, and he studies basically how the wildlife here and what affects it. And we were talking about how the river basically is the reason why any of us pretty much are here.
Yeah,
why the wildlife is here, why the plants are here, and the mountains. Because the mountains pretty much are creating the river.
Mm.
And it just gave this kind of other kind of image to it that it's like the river is, it travels many, 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 many miles, you know.
Sure.
Kind of like a traveler, you know.
Of course.
So it kind of made a relationship with, you know, trying to comment on traveling, you know. It gives without...
It's just there.
Yeah, it's like, here's some water, you know. It gives to everything that comes in its way, you know.
Mm.
Whether it doesn't really care about what side you're on of it, you know. It's
water,
had this kind
basic
of drink,
just,
you know,
something everybody needs, and uh-huh, it's just hanging out.
And it's interesting that it's actually what is dividing us too, you know. So
mm-hmm,
it's like on the other side of the river is Mexico, on this side of the river it's the United States. And since the border is one of the most important topics here
of course. I mean,
we
are
about
the border.
Yeah,
yeah,
uh-huh.
It's what it is.
So there's also, it turned into this, how can I say that the river here is like, it pretty much belongs to everyone. We're here because
we're all here.
We're all here, yeah. And it's really not about the border. It's really about us being together, you know. It's living where we do. And the airport was also like, I needed to capture an icon for this area that spoke to everybody from this area, you know, and really the river was the only thing that I could think of, you know.
It's not polarizing by any means. I mean, it's not, it doesn't mean different things to anybody. It's water.
Yeah. Yeah,
solid.
Exactly.
Like, that's
I
it.
I think the main part was trying to find the icon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what's going to represent El Paso, Juarez, Las Cruces?
That's hard.
Yeah. And so the river was the only thing that I felt like, well, it kind of is everybody, you know.
And now this new piece, I mean, it's we're still talking about the river. But
yeah.
It's
during the project, I guess it was so well received in the middle of it that they asked me to do the foyer in this new building.
Oh, the consolidated mm-hmm rental car facility.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so, going to be.
I guess they didn't have like a plan for the floor yet. And they said, well, just.
Since yeah, while you're in there.
Yeah, it was a really honor. I was really happy when
that. Oh, it means
yeah,
you're doing something right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Pretty much that and my first project from El Paso. I wasn't interested in public art, but like once I got this project, it just had so much depth in interpreting like my work and kind of dictating who I am as an artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really opened these weird perspectives for me that I never knew was in my work that I saw later after the mural, after the floor, and like I started seeing these other kinds of, like, another path, you know, in my art.
Well, public art, I mean, it's not for everyone.
True, yeah.
It kind of chose you.
Yeah, and I'd always been going, like, big, you know, because of aerosol.
Right. You need a canvas. Uh-huh.
And, like, I always had the mentality for it, but, like, this one's, it's different because it used, like, my graphic design background, and then it used my need to, like, do big projects, you know. But it also, like, opened up almost like a spiritual kind of thing for myself and, like, why I'm doing it. And it's still kind of like a weird kind of mystery, but I feel like I found, like, a thread, you know, that I'm just kind of just following. And it's like, okay, I'm going to say this. And, like, and it's weird, like, this weird little serendipity things would happen, you know, once I decide on doing something associated with these kinds of projects, you know, and they just here.
When, like, it's meant to be yours, it.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. So that's the thread. It's like, all right, that makes sense. Yeah, so I'm just going to, so I'll say something or I decide to do something and bam, like this other kind of message comes to me and I'm like, am I supposed to be doing this, you know?
But that's it. We were talking about that. It's a perfect place to work, this weird uncertainty where it's like, well, you know, you don't want to be 100% comfortable, but you also want to be in your space, which seems like you found it.
Yeah. It's still really tough, man. Public art is super competitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's growing because a lot of people want to do it now.
Cities like us, yeah.
And the way they're organizing it, the spaces that they deliver the projects and to people who are interested. I mean, the last couple projects I like applied for, like 300 to 400 people apply for them.
Oh, wow.
And the ones that get it, I'd call and say, okay, who got it? And, like, you know, how did I do? And they're really good about it. They go through, like, well, you know, this many people applied, so that's part of it, you know. But others were like, well, somebody who was like a 20-year veteran got it, you know, who has installations in New York City. And
you just got to keep doing it is what that says.
The reason why I got into public art is because I was just out there doing stuff for me, you know. It's just, I just wanted to go big because I wanted to, you know, and it just led me to that. So part of it is like, I got to continue to do big, going big for me, you know, and not just like, oh, I just want public art projects now.
Right.
You know?
No. It's got to mean something, but it's got to be a two-way street.
Yeah.
Which it seems like the latest one definitely is. And you've got some cool partners in crime with Bobby Bird and Sasha Pimentel, and it'll be unveiled to the public July 7th. I can't wait to see it. Congratulations on another great piece.
Thank you. I can't wait to see it too. All done.
Today, my guest has been artist Mitsu Overstreet. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks.